Ice cream is not food. Again, it's silly bitch.
It's a dairy
ice cream
treat.
Isn't food. It's a dairy treat.
No, I really could go for some white chicken chili.
I'm telling you, dude, I have some on my fridge if you want after we're done podcasting, of course.
Sounds good.
Okay.
No, let's totally derail it and have it now. Ow, my dick.
I just flicked a penny in DJ in the crotch. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Lazy Gamers Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Dries.
That you are.
You know me. We have the same setup as last week, except a little classier, a little more room, I'd say.
And no Adam.
Which is neither here nor there. He's busy with a play. That's here. No, that's there. He's there. It's there with him. Hold on, my phone is ringing.
Phone bomb.
Uh-oh. It just says ringing. I have caller ID, and every time it just says ringing on it.
That defeats the
purpose. Who's ringing?
I'll never get to know. It's over. I'm not picking it up.
Fuck
that. Who has the name ringing, though? I don't understand.
You're right. Maybe somebody with the name ringing is calling me.
You never know.
I never
have weird ass names.
Oh. Hey.
Phone's weird.
For AJ?
For me?
Yeah. Alright.
Why is it for me?
Uh oh.
Hello.
Time.
This is
you talking to Mr. Ringing?
Yeah.
Ringing
yeah,
to the
what?
Third.
No, what?
Do you live on Ring Street?
Why?
I just gave my
at 4:30? I'm not gonna make it.
It's already past 4:30,
yeah,
AJ.
I told Mom that.
Oh God. Can we start this over, or are we?
Do you remember the closest thing
to say?
Let's
roll with this.
Do you remember the closest thing to say into a phone? When they're talking
okay.
To
yeah, pass the condom, please.
I don't know, like an hour.
AJ, pass the condom.
Okay. Bye.
That was good.
I told my mom I was podcasting today, and then she left a note for me to go to McDonald's at 4:30 and pick up food.
Were they expecting you? They're like, where is AJ? We have three Whoppers for her.
Why they have Whoppers at McDonald's?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, so he's like, just keep doing what you're doing. And I was like, all right, cool.
Hallelujah.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah. All right, well...
I didn't see him just text me.
I didn't even get around to introducing you guys. Can you not text on your phone while we're doing this?
Hey.
AJ knows he was doing something wrong because I wasn't even addressing him.
I was going to IGN, sir.
Why
no more
can't
you go there.
Communicate.
You know what? I don't care. Never mind.
I don't care.
With me today is Brandon Rogala. I almost forgot your last name. I was going to call you Brandon Weisheitel.
I thought you were going to say that. I had a feeling that was coming.
AJ Rogala.
He doesn't have a title yet, I don't think. Could we make one? Let's get you a title.
Yeah, I would like
that. What is it? Title.
Everyone.
We need someone.
We'll think of it as we're going.
The Juggernaut.
No.
Here it's the Juggernaut, bitch!
Roan Kirschbaum. Roan the Lionhearted Kirschbaum, specifically.
Hi.
More specifically.
Hey. He just has such a nice voice.
It's so friendly.
And nice. Then there's AJ, the Newshound Weisheitel.
Woof!
That was lame.
Is that going to be a thing? Because that was lame. He's
yeah,
also
I'll work on it.
Alright, and yeah, I already said that I'm your host. I always say it every podcast twice.
Mark
now.
The host Dries.
The host Dries. I believe it says that on Facebook in our group.
Wait, cool. Speaking of barks, do you want to try and make him a little bit more gnarly? Like, try and...
Is that a tree joke?
Barks.
Is that a slow sarcastic clap?
It was a little bit
look at the levels when you did that.
Oh, they like spiked. It's like
it's fancy. Anyways,
maybe you can look at the levels of you.
Newshound, AJ.
Yeah,
you said you got some news for us.
Yeah, sure.
Look at that.
I
can host without even getting news.
I got plenty of news. You know, there's Dead Nation DLC coming out.
I don't even know what Dead Nation is.
It's an awesome twin stick shooter exclusive to the PlayStation 3.
That would be why I don't know it.
Yeah,
explain
exactly.
For the listeners and me.
Dead Nation, it's
a zombie game.
Yeah, and you're a survivor.
Why are we all talking like this?
the disease. I don't know. I started talking like that because I was stalling, and then I don't know. Okay.
Okay. So basically, you're this guy or a girl. You can pick.
Yeah, Scarlet or
I don't remember the names, but anyways, you're just a survivor. It's Scarlet and Jack, you don't get the infection, and I assume I haven't finished it. I assume you realize it. Like why
you have to like go to like patient zero's grave or something.
Okay, well we'll try to
spoiler free. Let's just do that. Okay, I don't really remember what happens.
So you're a survivor, and then you basically have to go to this gas station to start the first mission to get a truck, and then basically you just keep going places to salvage stuff.
There's a lot of zombies.
Okay, are you the only two survivors? Or those are just the two you can play?
Those are the two you can play as. You don't know if there's other ones. It's not like Dead Rising where they show you what?
Why is it patient zero?
What do you mean?
Because he's the first.
That's the first patient.
Wouldn't it make more sense for patient one?
No, patient zero. Because he's the originator.
He's before the first.
I remember how the game ends, but I won't ruin it.
Anyways.
But
that's how it
works. Just spoil it. I don't care.
That's not a zombie.
You gotta do spoilers, like
there's patient zero, like there's an AIDS patient zero.
Spoiler alert! It was a government testing thing gone wrong, and then Jack ends up getting captured in the end by the government after they got him patient zero. This they covered it all up and turned Jack into a zombie, but he broke out and he killed all the government people.
Jesus.
Yeah, or something.
Wait,
like
so
that.
It always is. You're a Jack, test, right?
I played as Jack. I didn't play as the woman. Okay.
Or if you play as the woman, do you get captured?
I don't know. I didn't.
Dude,
I would assume it's
for
the same.
Co-op on it. Like me and Luke played it. They switch from all the words from I to like we. that's all it is. It's so dumb.
Wait, is it just like replaced it grammatically? I, we.
Yeah. Yep.
Split screen.
Yes. Well, yeah. No.
It's
the same
one screen.
Okay. Okay.
But it's like over the top.
So it's like how Gauntlet used to be set.
Basically.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, most games just keep it, like, talking to one person.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Resistance.
Bionic Commando. Resistance apparently does that. A lot of games just leave it, like, it's talking to one.
Oh, I liked about Resistance was one player plays as Nathan Hale and the other plays as some random black dude that doesn't even get explained. It's just he's there. Like, I was playing with Brandon and I stormed through
the
Resistance
one.
Yeah, the first Resistance campaign. And then I, like, looked at Brandon and whoever was playing player two, and it's like, it's just a random black guy. I was like, what? That wasn't explained at all. It's just some random dude here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
They did a good job.
Yeah.
Next piece.
Wait,
did we even explain the DLC?
Yeah, what's the DLC?
Oh, it's like...
Good work, Brandon. Good work. Hold on. Thinking of a name for him now. I wanted to say the reminder, but that's really lame.
I would not like that.
Road of Devastation DLC pack.
Okay.
There's, it picks up
summarize.
Where the original game left
summarize.
Off. I am.
You're not summarizing, I'm watching you read it.
No, this is the summary, though. And then you pick one of three paths, and then you go that path, and you kill shit. That's
the original game was their paths?
Nope.
No.
It's linear.
You just go through the whole, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this you get to, I guess, branch. I don't know if that affects the story.
But is there just, like, right at the start, there's three different campaigns, or is it choices?
It just, go to the gas station to get the truck, and...
No, the DLC pack is...
I mean the DLC.
Oh, I don't know. I think I would assume it's at the start, it's like, I could go this way, or this way, or this way.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's how it's going to work. Next piece of news. The 3DS, apparently... Nintendo decided it would be a great idea to, instead of just building a second slider pad into the original design, they figured it would be much smarter to make a huge-ass boat thing that you put your 3DS in to add an extra slider.
It's a boat.
Yeah,
you can literally make it float.
Wait,
don't try it, though.
So what is a slider pad thing?
It's like a
joystick.
It's like
a joystick.
Flat.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
how analog just slides
those,
around.
I think I saw that a while ago. That's
PSPs had them.
Yeah.
Original PSPs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do or what.
The PSP Vita won't. The Vita Pocket. Because it's going to have a joystick. It's going to have a joystick.
A joystick?
A joystick.
Oh, good.
dual joysticks to be correct. To be Zach.
That'll be good for a third-person shooters.
It's going to be amazing. I want
third,
one.
First, any kind of ST.
Second-person shooter.
I want to play
second-person shooter. That's
skies.
My favorite.
Oh, it's going to be all good.
Fourth-person shooter RTSs?
Yes. Yes. All of the above.
The strangest of
that's
the
right. Interdimensional shooters, I believe is what it's called.
You, I have a piece of news.
You play as one character in space and time, and then a different one at the same space, but different time. At the same space.
And
time. What were you about to say? I'm staring right at you, Brandon.
Oh,
what were you about to say?
I was letting you explain what you were going to say.
No, I don't think they're actually... I only know of first and third.
So fourth person would be shooters where you do the same thing at different
grammatically
times.
Second person...
Or different
doesn't that mean you're saying... To the person, like you're gonna go to this door.
You're gonna shoot this man in the face.
You're gonna shoot this man in the face.
So that, okay, so that's you're just commanding. So that's an RTS.
No. Like World of Warcraft and RuneScape, you have like RPGs like that. Those are your second person because you're telling him what to do.
Those are fifth.
Oh, you're right. Because you're not actually like you're not shooting them. You're like pressing a button and
you're
like,
telling them
exactly.
Where to go, what to do.
RTS
isn't
like that.
Chop
down
the
tree.
Third-person shooter's doing the same thing. You're inputting what to do with the controller.
But it's not the same.
You're not.
But you're playing as that character.
Yeah, in World of Warcraft, you'd be like, you can't do that now. Not enough mana.
What does that happen?
What would I say that to my own character? I'd be like, you can't cast that spell.
I mean, that's what it says in World of Warcraft. Like, when you press a spell and doesn't have enough mana, your character's like, not enough mana.
He says that?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Barbarian needs food badly.
I've only played World of Warcraft, like, gone back into a thousand times.
I need to take a shit badly.
I
get
thought
into the bathroom.
We were going to have a date that we were going to... Can we rock on that? I will rock on mine. It's making too much noise.
I apologize.
No, it's fine. I didn't realize it until just now. But
I didn't really think about it either.
We were going to make a day of that one game.
Gauntlet Speed?
Yeah, Gauntlet, the one you just referenced.
Yeah. We should also talk like that tomorrow. Like,
needs food
Warrior
badly.
Warrior need food badly. Mark needs to shit badly. We have to do that. That'd be fun. No one would understand. Just like when we shout down the hall, Jason!
I do that.
Really?
Nice! Yeah. And actually, more often than that, I turn to AJ or Brandon and I'll put my hands up, palms touching each other, and go, with my hands in the air, because that's how the guys in Mac and Me, that's how the aliens talk to each other.
Why didn't we have jokes like this when I was in high school?
I don't know.
You weren't cool.
You graduated
we
at the wrong
some.
Time.
Yeah, I know. I was.
No, no, you graduated at the right time. Now we have all sorts of BS that you have to fill out to take an open hour and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
true.
I think
you have to be taking college courses and stuff. Like,
I think
I can't get an open hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I might have had to have been taking college courses, but I was, so I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You were
I don't
in
think
camp.
So. I don't think you did. Either way, that's
yeah,
why I
open hours.
That's why I'm signing up for an independent study. Agricultural.
Independent
nice.
Study.
Oh my god.
That'll
I
be
need
good.
Some
one.
Water. Do you have water in that cup?
Some water?
No, I'm out. I have a little, like.
I'll take it.
GameStop's gonna start selling iPads, iPhones, and iPods.
Was it worth it?
Really?
Supposedly
yes.
Gonna
that's
start.
Oh my god, that's gonna be awesome because then I can buy a new iPod and then get a, like, fucked up of points.
That's true, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be able to get a
GameStop room. Selling Apple.
Supposedly, or they're going to.
That makes me excited.
It's probably a good business call.
And I'm very excited.
Very excited.
Very excited. My name bought it.
I never get into iPads.
Well,
you're right. They'll be very hard to fit in them.
He's a Zoom kind of guy.
No,
he
I
is.
Didn't.
He's a. He uses
no,
Rhapsody.
I most of my portable music I can't have on my phone. And I don't even like listening to
music. I was going
to
say, you don't listen to... I've never ever heard you listen to a phone somewhere other... Or listen to music anywhere other than your house or someone else's house playing through speakers.
I don't know. Something about those things that you put on your ears.
Earbuds? I listen
those
to earbuds
things.
All the time.
Yeah.
You know,
Mark,
there's one thing.
It's like
the
a necessity.
Things.
Like
for me.
It's rare to see you without them in your ears.
Yeah, that's true. I like music.
Same here, but I don't know.
I like to
it
pretend it's my
right.
soundtrack.
It doesn't feel right to me. To
as you're just doing stuff, you're just imagining. Like, this is the soundtrack for your life, like in a movie.
it just doesn't feel right to me to listen to music and, like, not have other people next to me listen to it. It just feels strange.
What do you think this is?
You're saying you don't listen to music
by yourself?
No, I listen to music by myself all the time, like, at my house. Like, I crank it.
It's just weird when other people are with you.
Like, and I'm listening to music, like, a song by myself, and I'm like, what is happening?
It says in the caption that it's a week.
Yeah. I told you not to scroll.
Hey, I didn't have to scroll. It's right there.
I thought I had it like this so you couldn't see it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
well, we have two conversations going on.
Yeah.
What did you guys talk about, Olger?
Well, we were talking about why Roan actually doesn't listen to music with people over.
You don't have to repeat it because the listeners heard it.
Oh.
AJ and I were looking at a picture of a Wii.
Apparently. It looked like an amp.
What, is that the one that people made on their own with the same specs as the Wii?
I don't know.
Or, like, what is it?
That's
did you read this at all?
No, I was just skimming. I didn't have time
to
read it.
You might get demoted to News Pop again.
No. It's okay. It's okay. What? I didn't actually care about this article. I just had to click on it.
Too fat to be a Wii.
No, that was a prototype. I think that was a prototype. I think that was what it was.
That was a prototype Wii.
It looked like a big amp or something. It was weird. Maybe not an amp.
Hey, how fly are you guys going to look when you're in the new Modern Warfare glasses?
Oh, I'm going to look super fly.
I was trying to get this across, but
I forgot we didn't talk about that last time. Because that news came out like the day after.
Alright, tell me about the... I think you've told me this before, but...
They are crazily insane. Because when you wear them, they're apparently... Okay, it's supposed to cut the glare from the TV, so they're supposed to be polarized.
Alright.
And... it's like a clear lens. The price is $99.
Of course it is.
If you guys want to know.
Oh, I better get
I'm actually not going to purchase Modern Warfare 3. I'm just going to buy them. Wear them around.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Actually, I'm just going to buy it because it says MW3 on the side.
Of course it does.
That's why. $99 is a lot of money to spend on a fashion statement.
They are maniacal geniuses. Do you guys notice that?
Oh, yeah.
That thing probably doesn't do shit. But
they probably
people would buy it anyways. Yeah.
They're like,
they
I
put
be
like
this.
Shit plastic in there from like China or something.
Did you guys hear about their new like? We might have talked about this last time. There's a subscription system to Modern Warfare now.
Really?
You guys hear about this? They're for $50 a year, you get all the DLC for free. So that's an okay deal.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But the rest is like, you can look at replay videos or something and shit like that. I'm like,
we're just Activision bashing all day today.
Yeah,
okay,
fuck
that does
Activision.
Not even
suck my
make fake sense.
I used to like some Activision games.
I honestly don't get it. Why would you need glasses to play a video game, except if it's 3D?
Which Activision games did you like? Tony Hawk?
Actually,
that was okay for like the PlayStation 1.
And then they fucking ran into the ground.
And Tony Hawk 1 though, right? That's the only good one.
Pro Skater.
I ordered Transformers War for Cybertron, and that's Activision. I just hope they don't run that into the ground. Because I will hate
them
for it.
What's the premise for that?
It's just Transformers that's not based on a movie.
Shooter.
Yeah.
An Activision game I liked, Guitar Hero.
Yeah, and then they fucked that
and
then up.
And they ran it into the ground.
I like DJ Hero, and then they stopped making that.
Yeah, why'd they stop with that? That gets
because it's not making money.
I thought it made money.
Everyone stopped buying Guitar Hero, and then people are like, DJ Hero's dumb.
It was just
I knew everyone, after like two or three Guitar Heroes, I was just like, you know what, this is it's the same thing.
You know, if they
like Call of Duty
DJ Hero earlier in their, career, they would have made a ton of money.
Yeah. Dude, you can buy DJ Hero for like nothing now.
Really?
DJ Hero 2 from DJ Hero 2 is cheaper than DJ Hero 1.
Yeah, DJ Hero 1's like 50 with the turntable.
Yeah, and DJ Hero 2's like 20
with the turntable.
$20 with the turntable.
Yeah, or 25. Something
I might
like that.
Get it just to have it.
Yeah, you should. Cause it's awesome.
I would be interested in trying it out.
It's fun
really
actually.
Fun.
Did I tell you
I bought the carrying case?
You told me the Rich Bitch Edition.
Yeah, it was only $5 at Best Buy. I have to have this. So now I have a stand for my turntable.
I have to have this.
Yeah, after that, she's like, I'm just going to bring my DJ Hero case and I'm going to go to like a party and set up.
Start DJing, right?
Be like, I got a gig, guys.
Setting up a gig.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think I might do that now.
$5. That used to be pretty expensive, right?
Yeah, $150 for like the turntable, the game, and the stand, and like a Jay-Z CD or something.
No, it comes
and
it's like 25.
Yeah, it's like nothing. It's amazing.
Wow.
Granted, it was liquidated. A used stand.
Get rid of it all.
But yeah. It's a shame they're not gonna make DJ Hero because those games are actually cool. Because the music was different.
Are those HP touchpads aren't?
Hang on, I just gotta pause it real quick.
Oh, those are like $100.
Hold on. Oh, okay. You already messed it up. Did they stop selling that?
We went to Best Buy like 3 times and never had it.
Okay, because I don't know if they are still selling that. I'm gonna have to cut this out.
They never know when they get they get one in, but it was like gone within like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
they're not one. They got like a shipment.
HP is shutting down their hardware production. They're only gonna focus on software now.
Probably for the better.
Probably for the better. But that means that they were just like hemorrhaging money on their HP touchpads, which they had just put out. So they were selling those for like $100.
Instead of like $600.
Yeah, instead of a lot of money, the original price.
Yeah, as much as an iPad, pretty much. I know, they're like $100 cheaper than an iPad.
It was like 16 gig HP touchpad for $100 and like 32 gig for $150.
Yeah, or something like that.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't. I have a laptop.
Yeah, I don't have a reason to get one either. Not because I have a laptop, I just didn't want one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Not something I would want to spend $100 on. Anyway,
we were told to buy when we went to Best Buy. One of the employees is like, you know what? They're not. I have one. And I also have an iPad. Just get the iPad.
Just kidding.
They're like, just get spend the extra money. Get something better. That's what they said. So we didn't feel too bad about it.
All right. Well. Some more news here.
I played Assassin's Creed Revelations.
And how was that?
It was the beta. The beta goes live, like. For everybody, like, in a couple days. No, today. It goes. The beta is live for everybody today, so Brandon, you can
wait,
go
today
download today.
Today is.
The 8th.
September
8th. September
2011.
And it.
Specifically.
And the beta ends September 11th.
Really?
So, yeah. And I think that's when the battlefield. And I think. I'm laughing at the irony.
I know, I'm just kidding.
And I think the Battlefield 3 beta starts September 11th.
Where does Revelations take place?
I had no. I think it was somewhere in the Middle East.
Yes! I knew it! It's in the Middle East!
Oh, good. And
why is it funny?
Why do you think?
That's a good
thing. Ha ha! Americans died. That's what we're, that's what we're laughing about.
Yeah.
Enjoy your patriotism. Come on, guys.
What?
Grow up. Okay.
We're get it together.
Mark,
sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
All
right.
I'm here.
Derailed. No. Okay, I'm your host, AJ Weisheibel. Here with me today is Brandon the Juggernaut Rogala and Lerone the Lionhearted. Mark is now dead.
I want to point out something.
To me.
You will not know what we're talking about. Until you listen to this.
Yeah. So now we know that we don't
care. Bash him.
Yeah. Mark, you suck.
I want to point out.
Not really.
You suck.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Does anyone know any software that HP made?
No.
Isn't that weird? Like, they're going software only company, but you only know about the hardware.
That's the. No, Rome, that's the secret. You know, you're not supposed to know they didn't make anything before him. They're really just going out of business. We're not supposed to know.
They actually have made some pretty cool printers.
Oh my god, are you being funny?
No.
My printer sucks and it's an HP. It sucks balls.
Really? I thought
it doesn't work.
I thought the printers were like the area for HP.
No, it runs out of ink. Like, I put a new cartridge of ink in there, it runs out after one copy. I'll print something off.
You're
like,
such a,
I'm not
you're
even
a
kidding.
Bullshitter.
No, I'm not even joking. We bought an.
Legitimate
okay.
one paper, one.
Okay,
copy.
Like, 2 pages. It was. Okay, I bought. Or we bought new ink for our printer. Put it in. I printed like maybe 2 like English papers off of it. So it's like 6 pages. By the summer, it was out of ink. Nobody ever prints off our computer. I don't know where
you
the ink
went.
You
never know. Like Sammy could have just maybe, put on a stack like that.
Maybe she was just printing off Justin Bieber pictures. I don't know.
Hey gang.
But there's a little surprise in
the
podcast.
We talked about you
leaving
again.
This always happens because I leave to use the bathroom, and then I get to listen to what they said about me while I'm gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty amusing.
There's some surprises in there for you.
We're already almost halfway done.
I was talking about Assassin's Creed. There's bugs because it's a beta, but it was fun. I mean, you get to... We've already explained how Brotherhood works. It works the same way. But judging from that, I want to go by Brotherhood if it's the same... If Brotherhood worked in a similar fashion that Revelations did, I'd like to play Brotherhood again. Because I never played Brotherhood. Because I figured I'd just wait for it to get cheaper. Because I knew they were just going to release another one a year later. Because they're running that series into the ground. Which is too bad, because I really do like Assassin's Creed.
I still haven't even gotten around to playing Brotherhood.
Have you played 2 yet?
No, you're right. I haven't played 2 either.
You're going to want to play 2 before you play Brotherhood.
Well, because I want to play the multiplayer.
No, because, well, if you want to just play, if you want to play single player, you're going to want to play 2. Or at least watch a recap.
I'll probably just play 2.
I like 2. It was fun. I played through it in like a week. It wasn't that hard. Remember that, Ren?
Yeah, and then it took me like 2 months to get to platinum.
Yeah, it took me a week to platinum.
Because,
it took you forever.
I probably played... Each week, I probably played like 2 hours of that game.
Yeah.
Not even.
I played it like fucking like 4 hours a day because I was so addicted to it.
I don't know, like... It was just kind of the same thing. Just jump on buildings, go find stuff, and...
What the fuck is wrong with
you?
It was amazing.
You gotta stab people in the face.
What the hell is wrong with you guys? You're not obsessed with Skyrim? No, I'm just kidding.
Skyrim. I'm not, actually. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's probably going to be a good game.
I think it'll probably be okay.
I don't know. I want to bring Devin on this podcast once. But he would probably just, like, yell at us. That
he probably
talking about Skyrim.
I think if he comes on this podcast...
I'm going to use the shit.
Oh, I have...
I'd rather you didn't in my bathroom.
Gay marriage in
I'm not
Skyrim.
Crack one off.
Is that allowed?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. I'm excited for the game now. You sold me.
Gay marriage. I wonder if that's gonna bring. If they did that just to bring like the what's the word for? I'm not trying to say it, the gay crowd, but that's
homosexual.
The homosexual.
Are you implying that they did this to get more sales?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm trying to say.
I'd highly doubt that is.
I know. I'm just. Well, I'm being sarcastic. Yeah.
What were you about to say, Ron?
I was gonna say that like there are also homosexual women out there. It's not like matter.
That's true.
Well,
can you play as a woman in Skyrim?
You could in mine.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, you can play as a woman in Oblivion. I'm just saying the. A homosexual crowd.
You know, if Devin comes on this podcast, I think we're going to have to make a base rule. Like, no talking about Elder Scrolls.
And no coming in your pants.
Yeah.
When we're talking about Skyrim. Those are the rules.
But he doesn't know
You wouldn't
anything.
Be able to follow it.
He doesn't know anything about, like, any other games, though.
Really?
Well, that's because he's watching that one. I've been there before. I haven't. I can't think of any game that I've really been excited for. Lately.
Battlefield 3,
I'm actually pretty jazzed about that, but I barely look into it.
But rarely, Secret World Online looks pretty cool.
See, you keep saying that, I haven't seen anything about it.
I don't know, I'm just a fan of the person who made it. Ragnar Tornquist made Dreamfall.
But I saw you playing Dreamfall, and it didn't look interesting to me.
It's not about the graphics.
I don't care if it's about the graphics, even the gameplay, which it is about the gameplay. I know you're going to say it's about the story and the music and whatnot, but it's about the gameplay.
I don't know.
Well, a mixture of all of them, but for me, mostly gameplay.
Well, we played L.A. Noire, and that game got high reviews, but the gameplay sucked. Controls were bad throughout.
That's true. The gameplay wasn't that great.
Okay. And, I mean, I can't actually name something that they did really well in that game. The music was pretty
cool.
No,
the story was good.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think we just sucked at investigating, so it never really made sense when they told us what it came out to be.
Are there, like, different ways that the story can end?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's always just... Always
I don't... I honestly don't know, though, because we didn't play it through the entire thing.
Yeah, we got one disc. And we got bored of it by then.
Why?
Because we were
been playing it for 6 hours.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's 2 discs, is it?
Three.
That's three.
You already returned
right?
That game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get El Shaddai?
No, I didn't.
You should do that.
I'll do that if you guys go and get it with me.
This weekend, my parents will be out of town.
I'm going to be out of town this weekend, too.
Will you?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Listeners.
The PC.
Tell Roan to get his shit together. How should I? No, it's not.
Email.
That's why we need him to run to... We put it on hold, and I doubt it's on hold anymore.
No, they called me up and they said, hey, do you wanna... Like, the day that it got back, they were like, hey, it's... We got it in, if you wanna come pick it up. And I was like, oh, no, thanks, you can just take it off hold, because I knew we weren't going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Where are you this weekend?
Beaver Dam and some other places.
And some other places. Mm. Yes. My monitor just shut off. Should I go turn the mouse, like, move it around just to make sure it's still going, or do you think that's...
I don't think there was a power outage.
Well, no, I can see my computer's on right now. I'm just not certain. Like, if it stopped recording because switched into sleep mode or something.
That you'd do it, man.
All right, I'll just jig it a bit, and we'll see what happens.
This is a very relaxed podcast. We need to do Future Pizza.
This is chilling. Yeah, we do need to do Future Pizza.
I don't have a calendar.
Are you free two Thursdays from now?
Two Thursdays from now?
Yeah, like there's next Thursday, and then the Thursday after that is when we would podcast.
I don't know. I didn't get my schedule.
Okay. Well, then we can't do Future Pizza unless you plan on podcasting within a week, which I wouldn't be.
I'll be down with that.
I would not want to do that. Do you remember when we used to podcast every week when we started it out? We ran it into the ground and then didn't put up a podcast for like 3 months.
I don't know why we stopped.
We don't put podcasts up for 3 months as it is anyway.
No, that's not true, because I'm putting them up now. When the situation was that we'd record them and then AJ would send them to me, it took longer to get them up. And it took even longer when Adam said, Mark, you suck at editing, you take forever. And I told him, well, then you can do it. And he did. Well, he didn't.
That's the problem.
We have lost episodes. So there was like probably a few months there where it was dead. So yeah, I mean, it dies all the time.
Yeah.
Our podcast is a phoenix. You know, we started out with the analogy that our podcast was a puppy. And that we needed to give it love and food and things like that.
And it died a lot.
And it died a lot. Now it's a phoenix.
It's a phoenix puppy.
Now
it's a chimera.
It's a phoenix puppy.
Do you remember
it's a dragon phoenix.
Yeah. That was actually pretty good. I like the dragon phoenix.
Yes. There's a local Chinese restaurant called Jade Dragon. They have a special called the Dragon Phoenix.
Actually, I learned that, what's that place that's near McDonald's? Yeah, that place has dragon phoenix too.
Does it?
Yeah.
That must be a dragon phoenix.
Is
it like real dragon
phoenix,
meat with like phoenix feathers or something?
Yes.
Oh, that's what
real dragon meat with phoenix feathers.
I think they
light it on fire when they serve it to you.
Liang's has comparable fortune cookies to Dread Dragon.
Comparable?
No, they all have the same fortune cookies.
No, actually though, Liang's has free tea.
Free tea?
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a long time. We're gonna have to go there again. Is it cheaper than Jade Dragon?
Yeah.
Is it iced?
Iced tea?
No, it's hot tea.
No, but I mean, I'm not talking about the tea. I'm talking about in general. Is it cheaper than Jade Dragon?
Yeah,
because every time I go to Jade Dragon, I spend way too much there.
You can, like, order a small, and then it'll be $5.
I mean, it's cheap, but we end up spending way too much.
And that's because...
That's why? Because it's like, oh, so cheap, I'll just have another one.
Yeah, it's like you order platters of stuff instead of just, like, getting a special.
Hey, should we go there after the podcast? Well, AJ, you have a
special. I'm
busy, I already have plans, but you guys can.
Go there.
The look Brandon just shot AJ, like,
We could go there tomorrow.
I worked Monday.
Oh, fuck. What about Saturday?
I work Saturday.
What time are you
working?
Stop
working! Tell them when you don't
what
work.
What times are you working?
Work with me here.
What times are you working tomorrow?
Tomorrow I work, like 4:39, I think.
We have plenty of time.
Yeah, just making it 10.
4:30, you have time.
Are they open at 10 o'clock?
I think so. I think they're open at 11 now.
Yeah, they stay open very late.
Well, actually, I'm supposed to be hanging with my woman, so I can't ditch her.
Don't bring her along. AJ won't mind.
No, I'll try to bring her along. She's like, no, just go with them.
Then get a different woman.
then get a different woman.
If you think of her voice,
like, when God gives you lemons, find a new God.
Hold on. If you look at her voice, like in the voice that you just get, like then this
you said
we're is not a healthy
woman.
No, that's not what she sounds like. I'm just
that is a three.
Okay. That's a three.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know what, I must have misinterpreted it, it must have been like a two.
Did I miss anything important when I walked out?
No, we didn't even talk about games.
Oh my god. You cat just fucking farted. Right in my face.
What a rude little thing, Kitty.
Oh my god, it stinks so much.
Kitty, she looks like she's dead now.
She probably farted.
She died.
That bowel release, that release of gases killed
her. You know,
her.
Some people enjoy that.
You know, some people enjoy cat farts. Because according to South Park, cat piss is a
drug. Smelling cat farts?
No, I was actually talking about something else.
It's so smelling shit over here.
Good thing I'm over here.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, we're in the clear.
No, I don't. It was funny. Stop it.
Oh, this podcast is slowly devolving.
Oh,
we started out.
We're derailing.
We started out. We are too calm almost right now.
I like that. I like that.
I know you like that.
This isn't working. I'm the new hound. There's a cat in the room. I have to the roof. See, I'm.
You can work on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next piece of news.
Is that why you're talking more? It's more chill. You feel more comfortable. Like you have input here.
Like you have input. As if you didn't before.
You didn't have input before. That's why you didn't talk. You didn't say anything.
Oh, I know what I was gonna bring up.
Give us the news, Hound.
Max Payne 3 has a release date.
I don't care at all.
I don't give a fuck.
Actually, no. I played Max Payne, the original one.
Yeah.
I shoved a guy into a wood chipper, and it was fantastic.
Exactly.
I played the demo a lot.
Of course. I've never played Twisted System? No, what's the game with Twisted System in it?
Xbox. It was in the demo for...
Yeah, it was on Halo 1.
I don't know. It had
Fusion Frenzy.
No one's ever played Fusion
Frenzy, ever.
It had all the good games in the demo.
I'm pretty sure you guys have talked about this before.
Have we? It's worth talking about again. Guys, if you own a copy of Halo 1, just go into the extra stuff, see if you have it. There might be a demo of Fusion Frenzy. It's better than Halo.
They removed it for the Xbox 360, though, so you have to play it on the regular Xbox.
They released a sequel on 360, but nobody bought it.
How do you know?
I thought about mine.
Get it
there, remove it.
I don't know where to get it anymore. I saw it for like $20 when I first got my Xbox, but I was like, I don't want to spend that.
Go on Amazon.
Well,
I'm going on Amazon right now.
Well, this is
they're making Halo 4.
Let me just
oh yeah,
Max Payne release date 2012 of March. There you go. I got my news.
But the world will be over by then.
Well,
you're right.
That's too fucking bad. No, it ends December something, 2012.
Okay, then they planned it well.
Yeah, they planned it well.
Perfect. Everyone will buy it right before everybody dies.
It doesn't even make sense because they'll die and they just got a bunch of money.
Well, it's not a lot.
Well, no, it's like finishing a game with a high score.
Yeah. I mean, if I was working...
Okay, we got like $20 million. Okay, now it's
something. If I was working on something that I really cared about, I would definitely want to finish it before the world.
You think it's not about the money?
It wouldn't be about the money for me if the world was gonna end. I would be like, okay guys, let's put this last thing into the world before we all blow up.
Why though? Why?
That doesn't make sense. Just party.
It's gonna get blown up.
I'd have an orgy.
This is a very deep conversation.
Yeah, and then I derailed it with an orgy.
Too deep for lazy gamers.
Yeah.
I was gonna turn that deep thing into a sex joke by then, so you should be like,
Fusion Frenzy on Xbox original. Guess how much it's going for?
$400.
$63.
What?
How much
Why?
Is Fusion Frenzy 2 for Xbox 360?
$1,430.
What? Apparently, Fusion Frenzy is a gem.
Wait, is this on like GameStop?
What? This is on Amazon.com.
Oh. Try GameStop. They might be less.
They don't have used. They don't have the person used for that.
What?
They don't have the person used for that.
40 new and used from $3. Never mind.
Oh, that's good. Did I talk about how how Dead Island was released on the... Or they released the wrong Dead Island on Steam?
You talked about it before we started the podcast.
Okay, well, I'll tell the listeners. They released an early build of Dead Island on Steam. I don't know how that happens, but it did. So, it was really buggy and stuff. And then they patched it, and it's all better now, I think. So, it had a happy ending.
You neglected to mention that it was like an alpha.
Yeah, it was like an alpha. It was really bad.
It was a bad buggy one. It wasn't like
just like the few weeks before they, before release. It was really.
That makes me kind of want to like find a review done by professionals.
Who did that? IGN did the alpha. They reviewed the PC version and it was like a 3.
They reviewed
compared to 8.
Wait,
so they reviewed the alpha?
No, they reviewed the PC version, and which was the version that was on Steam or whatever.
Okay.
At least I think that's how it worked. I might have...
But you mean they reviewed the alpha, like PC version?
No, they reviewed the one that came out.
Yeah, the first one released.
Yeah,
that was like an alpha
one.
So up?
And it came...
I think they fixed it.
It came in as a...
Probably changed the review, too. I would assume...
We discovered that when that screen goes off, it doesn't affect anything.
Unless it pauses it, and we're just unaware of the pause.
That's true.
And we just ramble on for another half hour.
I actually should probably do that just so I know how long we need to go
still.
Yeah. Alright, I'll move the mouse.
Probably.
It's like 59.
Yeah, right. Right there.
It's gone. Wait, no, it's still on.
Still going strong. Well, I wouldn't say that strong.
Apparently,
you can go 45 minutes.
You can trade stuff on Steam now.
Trade what? Like games? Or do you mean items of some sort?
Like, both. But, like, once you, like, open it or, like, download the game or whatever, then you can't trade it. So it's like, you buy something, you could be like, I'm gonna give this to Mark.
So
and he's like, I don't want this shit. And it's like, I'll trade you Left 4 Dead 1 if you give me Left 4 Dead 2.
I thought they already had, like, gift things that you
could get. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I just.
Why would I ever trade you Left 4 Dead 2 for Left 4 Dead 1?
Left 4 Dead 1.
I said the other way around.
Why would you trade me Left 4 Dead
2?
I don't
know. One more.
I like some parts of Left 4 Dead.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I like Left 4 Dead 1 more.
You did?
Yes.
No.
The city level.
No.
Left 4 Dead 1 was really cool.
No, I just like it better because it's at night most of the time.
Really, you have a problem with the daytime atmosphere?
I just enjoy it more at night. Like, I wish they put more levels than just one in Left 4 Dead 2 at night. And I don't know, I didn't enjoy the melee system that much.
I feel like as little horror was in that game, the first one had a little bit more horror.
Yeah.
Than the second
one. I would gladly play the first game if the AI and melee stuff was in it. The new AI and the new melee.
Hmm.
Because... I can't go back to the original anymore. Because the second one's just so much better.
Well, I really like the frying pan and the guitar in the second one. Like, that was one
The melee weapons I love to use. Those are exciting to me. More exciting than shooting.
I feel like in the second one, the shooting just got boring.
It wasn't as exciting as having a melee. Like, running around with a frying pan whacking zombies. But what they changed about the AI of the zombies is that they duck and swerve and they move in a more realistic way. In the first one, they stayed even, so their head was in the same place every time. I could literally walk through that hospital level and headshot every zombie in there.
Oh.
Just because it was level, so I wouldn't even turn down or up. It would just be da-da-da-da-da-da. It's easy. Also, the special infected, I think, make it much more exciting in the second one than the first one.
Oh, like the witch level? So.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
I love crowning witches.
I love crowning witches, too. But the music is really what does it for me in the second one, too.
I don't even remember the music in those games.
I don't know. Like, really? You don't remember it?
Yeah, most of the time it means a lot to me, but I think... My problem was...
Everybody was screaming and there was bullet noises over it.
Yeah.
In the first one, it was like... I don't want to say big band, but it was like just a classic band, whereas the second one, it was all hillbilly-ish.
No, what it should have been. It should have been swing.
It should have been swing.
We follow.
We play swing.
To zombie video games.
Yeah, to zombie video games. We were listening to Big Bad Voodoo Daddy while playing Left 4 Dead 2. It was one of the greatest.
I think you should listen to Ode to Joy.
While playing Left 4 Dead 2. That would be fantastic.
I always like music like that when I'm playing like a mafia game.
Oh yeah,
like a gangster
you whack somebody.
Like that's when I like no, Beethoven and Mozart and stuff like that. Is when
I heard it wasn't that good. Mafia 2.
Well, the story's good.
Yeah,
but it's just like you really can't do anything if you just drive around.
Yeah,
like you can kill people. But it's you don't feel the satisfaction you do in Grand Theft Auto. That sounds a little messed up.
Are there ragdolls in it? Like
I think so. I don't remember. I haven't played it in a while.
You don't remember? They must not have been that good then.
I don't think there was.
Like, were the animations well, realistic?
I mean, you can't really just... Like, when you drive cars and you hit stuff, it's a lot more realistic than Grand Theft Auto. If you're going 150 miles an hour, you run into a pole... Get ejected out of your car, you should die, mm-hmm. but you don't. That's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Nah.
The cars in Mafia 2 are like, they max out at like 120 if you have like the best car, I think. Mm. And if you hit anything over like 60, you're almost dead.
Yeah.
But then if you hit something at like, if you get on a head on collision at like 60, you're gonna die.
I don't think that Grand Theft Auto would have been as successful as it was if they. Did make it more realistic though.
Because their driving sucks ass.
Yeah, my favorite, one of my favorite things to do in that game is just ram into shit and hope I fly out the front window.
I really like that they have, you know, if you're on the other side of the city, there's that one jump where you can jump across the river.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
Dude. I haven't
just
done
get
that
like, sometimes I just get on a motorcycle and then try to jump and then just hit stuff and then they fly off and like roll 100 feet.
I would complain about the motorcycle. Even though I know they're making it more accurate by like making you like fall off a lot, sometimes I don't even know why I'm falling off my motorcycle. I'll be like driving and all of a sudden like, what?
Yeah. Like, flop off. You're like, what happened?
Sometimes you're going so fast you don't even know what you're...
And then I like hit like a curb or something like, and it ejected me. I was like, well, lame.
Oh my god.
And then you play... Because what sucked for me is I played Lost in the Damned before I went back to GTA 4, so I felt like doing that. So I was like, I could run into a concrete building doing like 80, and I wouldn't fall off my bike, and I could do all that stuff. And then I go back to GTA 4, and it's like I hit a curb, and I'm flying. I'm like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, Lost in the Damned. I assume they must have turned up the vehicle.
Oh, you are glued to your seat.
Really?
You will.
Wait, do you mean like completely? Like you cannot be ejected, or
you can, but you have to really try.
Is it like getting ejected from a car in GTA?
It's just like falling off your motorcycle in GTA.
No,
4.
But I mean, is it just as hard?
Oh, yeah, it's as hard. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, it's definitely because that's the main vehicle.
Some work to fly out of your car in GTA.
Yeah, I can only do it by accident in GTA 4. But Lost in the Damned, yeah, it's really hard to fall off your bike, which I love because I love riding the bikes.
If you get, I went back, like, I played GTA 4, went back to, like, San Andreas. Everything was, like, fast forward. Did you ever notice, like, when you first played GTA 4, everything seemed really slow?
I did not notice.
I did.
Although, I would believe it.
Yeah, what do you mean? The car accelerates, like, extremely fast in, like, San Andreas. And this, it takes a while to accelerate in GTA
4. I'd like to see the frame rate that my computer can run San Andreas now.
I'd like to see
an
HD collection of Grand Theft Autos.
I doubt that'll happen, but I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see that.
San Andreas was the best game.
Yeah, I want that.
Hands down.
What I want as a successor to GTA 4 would be a new San Andreas.
Yeah, that's definitely
what
I want
to. That would be maximum amount of awesome that you could have in a game.
They just had like so much stuff in there. It's not about the graphics. It's just they had so much stuff.
My fondest memory of GTA wasn't playing GTA 4 with, like, friends online. It was playing San Andreas with Brandon and, like, just fucking doing crazy shit in that co-op. Oh, my God, it was awesome.
You know,
was just so much to do.
Yeah.
But imagine that amount of things to do with GTA 4 mechanics, like the
Brandons
and stuff.
Which would be fucking amazing.
It would be crazy. Brandon, you were about to say something.
Oh, I was going to say my best memory probably playing a video game with the HA. We were playing Hot Pursuit.
Saints Row.
Need for Speed, Most Wanted. And I was in this car. Oh. Okay. I was in this car going as fast as I could, probably like 180. I'm on the freeway. This cop. We're probably like on a 6-lane highway. Mm-hmm. He cuts. He's like all the way in the other lane on the other side of the road. Cuts in front of me. And I'm like, this dude's getting fucked if I I just T-boned him. And
oh my god.
He did a ball.
I don't know. The game like glitched out. The cop car literally went like 50 or like 100 feet up in the air and was barrel rolling at like an ungodly speed. It was insane. That's probably the funniest thing.
And we could keep going. It didn't stop us at all. We didn't slow. It's like, boom, he's dead.
Yeah, he just gets out in front of me. Boom, and he's like flying. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, that was the best. I remember that happening in Grand Theft Auto, though, if you drove a tall truck, like a semi or a dump truck, and you just hit people on the sidewalk. Sometimes there would be a random person who just goes like,
and yeah, or they go like, they go under, they go over.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I really miss the Rhino, the tank.
Yeah.
Because you can drive around, and then did you ever do it where like you face the barrel behind you
and fly.
And then you know, you would fire, but you go really fast.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That sounds pretty
But smart. If you turned on the flying car mod and did that, you could jet across.
Oh, I remember I was playing GTA 3, and then I put the flying car mod on.
The Grand Theft Auto hour.
Yeah. But no, before any of the bridges were up, I just flew right over the bridge with the cheat. It was awesome.
Did the cops go after you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, because I know when I was first playing GTA 4, I didn't remember how Grand Theft Auto works, because I never played the single player. Oh. So I was like running around, and then like I was like, oh, I'm gonna go over to this island. All of a sudden, like all these cops were on me, like, what the fuck I do? And then I died. I didn't have any weapons. I stood no chance. I was molested by the cops.
Molested by the cops.
Yeah, by their bullets. I should clarify.
Not like GTA 5. It's gonna be insane.
It better be GTA San Andreas, not GTA 5.
Let's just do another story of a black guy.
Yeah, CJ and the gay cop.
CJ and the gay cop.
That was some fun memories.
AJ would always kiss me. You'd be the cop.
Yeah, because you could kiss your partner. So we did that all the time. It was funny. And I talked with a lisp whenever we played that. It was so fun.
It doesn't even make sense. Why would they put a kiss option in there?
There was no reason for it. There was one woman you could play as.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. So we made use of it.
Well, that's what San Andreas did, though. Just all sorts of goofy crap for no particular reason.
That's why I love that.
They had jetpacks in there.
Yeah, they did. I remember.
See, that one was more like what Saints Row was.
But they used it in a mission, didn't they?
Yeah.
You
had to go steal it from like some Area 51 or something in the desert.
Yeah.
You had to go way the fuck down in some like silo thing.
It was really a goofy game if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's Saints Row-ish.
You know what? That's it is just like Saints Row.
Yeah. Which, well, I don't know, I love that more than, I mean, I love GTA 4's strong story, you know, serious and everything.
Well,
I just love the fucking crazy shit you could do in other games.
I play GTA 4 just like for amusement though, but not. It's like sick amusement. Like I said earlier, just shooting people in the kneecaps. Just
it's kind of how Fallout
just
is.
Just to see what happens.
Just, you know, you're really bored. Oh, I just want to play some Fallout. Fuck it. Fuck people up in the city. Just go there. Just
I love doing
people.
That. I wipe out Megaton whenever I feel like it. I'm just like, eh.
You have a scene right before that moment. You're like, hey, I'm gonna nuke it now.
You blew up Megaton, right?
No, I didn't.
No, so then you can go through and rampage it later.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw what it looked like when you blew it up.
Oh, I've seen the cutscene on the internet.
Honestly.
Andy blew it up. Because he's a boss. Because he said he played through it the first time he did, and then the next time he's like, it looked beautiful.
Whoa, watch it. It's when you blew it up. Isn't it?
You can, because there's a bomb in the middle
of the
Megaton.
You go to, it cuts to, you're on a boat. It cuts to when you're on a boat and you're watching it, mushroom cloud and stuff. And then
you're in a tower.
Or maybe you're in a tower. I don't remember. You're somewhere. Yeah, you're probably in a tower. You're probably in Tenpenny Tower.
I don't know.
You're right. Yeah, it's Tenpenny Tower.
But I mean, like, I meant, like, once you go there after.
Oh,
I thought that was what you meant.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen the cutscene or anything.
I've seen the cutscene.
Even though I'm obsessed with Fallout, that's one of my favorite. It's probably my favorite series.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the bus drive past.
Well, actually,
my house.
No. Battlefield is my favorite series. Then comes Fallout.
I don't know. I like Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls is okay, but like, I just don't grasp the storyline. Like, what's?
Oh, I do. You gotta throw the ring in the Mordor. That's what you gotta
throw
do.
Throw the ring in Mordor.
Yeah, that's the Elder Scrolls the ring.
You don't even
Morrowind.
Throw like even
it's
in
Morrowind.
No, it's Elder Scrolls the ring. You gotta throw the. I'm referencing Lord of the Rings right now.
The Lord of the Rings. You don't throw the ring
in the fiery things in Mordor.
Mount Doom.
I thought it was in the Mordors. I don't know. I didn't watch Lord of the Rings.
Mines of Moria.
I don't know. I watched the first two, but I didn't really pay attention, and that was like 6 years ago. So I don't remember.
If Adam were here, he'd be smacking you up right now.
I don't care.
He's punching his
computer. Lord of the Rings is dumb. I said it.
You know that's bullshit. What they should have done. They should have played some MF Doom when he dropped the ring into Mount Doom.
Yes, into Mount Doom because it's only one letter off.
And then Doctor Doom should have flew out and zapped his dumb ass.
Doctor Doom.
Actually, MF Doom is done.
Oh, kind of. Shit.
No, he's before he got his PhD, right? Or does he have a PhD in whooping ass?
Like Dr. Doom does.
Whooping ass. I'll tell you
what. Boom! I'm from... I don't remember where Dr. Doom hails from.
AJ has to give a speech for someone tomorrow, and he's going to introduce this person by saying, hi.
I'm not going to do that.
Et cetera.
What's her name?
Yeah, what's his name?
She had... What's his name?
It's her.
Her.
Holy balls!
I couldn't tell with the name.
Oh, she has a PhD in woman ass.
I'm not gonna do that.
You do it.
I'll get yelled at by the teacher.
Oh no, not the teacher.
Oh my god.
You're a senior. You don't.
Who's it, Miss Morrill?
Yeah.
Just distract her with a firework class.
Like, ooh, gotcha. Her phone went off today, and her ringtone was fireworks.
It always is something like, poppy.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, shit, you're not, it went off again.
Yep.
And then she's like, she just opened the door and threw it.
Miss Morrill gets a lot of calls during class.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if she just doesn't shut her phone off.
I like that teacher, though. She's
yeah, I like her. She's pretty cool.
She has an effective teaching style, and she's fun. But
yeah,
her phone goes off.
Did you guys ever have Miss Marquardt?
Wrong? I don't think
so. Oh, should we be mentioning these names?
No, probably not. Probably not.
You probably bleep them out.
I'm not going to bleep them out. just leave what you were saying. We'll just ignore that ever happened. Nobody tell anybody official about that it was going to happen. Anyways, nobody listens to this other than
ourselves.
Don't even like think about putting this on your status.
I actually listened to the last
one. Something.
No, do it. Don't please. Do it all.
Do it all.
Send us email. I made an email account. Oh, I knew I was forgetting something. I almost forgot to mention this. We set up a way better Facebook group than we had before. Join it now. We used to have a page. Deleted that one, theoretically. I think it's going to be gone in like 5 days or there's
something.
Did
you delete our fan page then?
I deleted the fan page.
Okay.
But it had like 15 days until it actually deletes it.
Okay.
And this was like last week that I did it. So it's still getting deleted. Don't join the fan page. You'll just get deleted. Join our Facebook group, Lazy Gamers Podcast. It's up and running. I'm posting statuses. We're inviting people. We're going to get a community going. I also made a new email account for it, like, specifically.
Finally.
LazyGamers@hotmail.com. You should know how to spell that. I put it in every informational thing. And it'll be on the Lazy Gamers group.
They don't have to be invited in, right? They can just join.
No, it's public. It's a public group. You can just join in.
Okay. No.
So if you're listening to it, please do.
No, when I joined it, I had to log into my Facebook, which was annoying. I don't want to put that out there. That sucks.
People know that's how groups work. You have to log in.
And then after that, I had to request membership from you, and then you...
Well, that was weird, because I actually invited you. I remember doing it.
I didn't get the invite, so I just requested membership.
Wait, did you invite
don't
me?
Don't request
me. You probably invited me.
But, did I? Has it been made open after that? Have you made it open after that? Because
it's... You're right. I have to confirm your request.
So
it should be completely public. I'll double check it. If it's not, I'll just confirm your request. It doesn't really matter. But
it'll be a good experience.
Yes. I'll get to directly interact with anybody who's listening to this podcast.
For like a quarter of a...
For the amount of time it takes me to click.
Yeah.
Anyways, this has been the Lazy Gamers Podcast. Send us mail at lazygamers@hotmail.com. I don't think there's anything else to say, but I have 30 seconds still. Out.